Blog Talk Radio. Steps to Christ. Chapter 4. Confession. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Proverbs 28:13. The conditions of obtaining mercy of God are simple and just and reasonable. The Lord does not require us to do some grievous thing in order that we may have the forgiveness of sin. We need not make long and wearisome pilgrimages or perform painful penances to commend our souls to the God of heaven or to expiate our transgression. But he that confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall have mercy. The Apostle says, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed." James 5:16. Confess your sins to God, who only can forgive them, and your faults to one another. If you have given offense to your friend or neighbor, you are to acknowledge your wrong, and it is his duty to freely forgive you. Then you are to seek the forgiveness of God, because the brother you have wounded is the property of God, and in injuring him, you sinned against his Creator and Redeemer. The case is brought before the only true Mediator, our great High Priest, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and is able to cleanse from every stain of iniquity. Hebrews 4:15. Those who have not humbled their souls before God in acknowledging their guilt have not yet fulfilled the first condition of acceptance. If we have not experienced that repentance which is not to be repented of, and have not with true humiliation of soul and brokenness of spirit confessed our sins, abhorring our iniquity, we have never truly sought for the forgiveness of sin. And if we have never sought, we have never found the peace of God. The only reason we do not have remission of sins that are past is that we are not willing to humble our hearts and comply with the conditions of the Word of Truth. Explicit instruction is given concerning this matter. Confession of sin, whether public or private, should be heartfelt and freely expressed. It is not to be urged from the sinner. It is not to be made in a flippant and careless way, or forced from those who have no realizing sense of the abhorrent character of sin. The confession that is the outpouring of the inmost soul finds its way to the God of infinite pity. The psalmist says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Psalm 34:18. True confession is always of a specific character, and acknowledges particular sins. They may be of such a nature as to be brought before God only. They may be wrongs that could be confessed to individuals who have suffered injury through them. Or they may be of a public character, and should then be as publicly confessed. But all confession should be definite and to the point, acknowledging the very sins of which you are guilty. In the days of Samuel, the Israelites wandered from God. They were suffering the consequences of sin, for they had lost their faith in God, lost their discernment of his power and wisdom to rule the nation, lost their confidence in his ability to defend and vindicate his cause. They turned from the great ruler of the universe and desired to be governed as were the nations around them. Before they found peace, they made this definite confession: "We have added unto all our sins this evil, to ask us a king." 1 Samuel 12:19. The very sin of which they were convicted had to be confessed. Their ingratitude oppressed their souls and severed them from God. Confession will not be acceptable to God without sincere repentance and reformation. There must be decided changes in the life. Everything offensive to God must be put away. This will be the result of genuine sorrow for sin. The work that we have to do on our part is plainly set before us. "Wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 16 and 17. If the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 15. Paul says, speaking of the work of repentance, ye sorrowed after a godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you, yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things ye have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 11. When sin has deadened the moral perceptions, the wrongdoer does not discern the defects of his character, nor realize the enormity of the evil he has committed, and unless he yields to the convicting power of the Holy Spirit, he remains in partial blindness to his sin. His confessions are not sincere and in earnest. To every acknowledgment of his guilt he adds an apology in excuse of his course, declaring that if it had not been for certain circumstances, he would not have done this or that for which he is reproved. After Adam and Eve had eaten of the forbidden fruit, they were filled with a sense of shame and terror. At first, their only thought was how to excuse their sin and escape the dreaded sentence of death. When the Lord inquired concerning their sin, Adam replied, laying the guilt partly upon God and partly upon his companion, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." The woman put the blame upon the serpent, saying, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." Genesis 3, 12 and 13. Why did you make the serpent? Why did you suffer him to come to Eden? These were the questions implied in her excuse for her sin, thus charging God with the responsibility of their fall. The spirit of self-justification originated in the father of lies and has been exhibited by all the sons and daughters of Adam. Confessions of this order are not inspired by the divine spirit and will not be acceptable to God. True repentance will lead a man to bear his guilt himself and acknowledge it without deception or hypocrisy. Like the poor publican, not lifting up so much as his eyes unto heaven, he will cry, "God be merciful to me, a sinner." And those who do acknowledge their guilt will be justified, for Jesus will plead his blood in behalf of the repentant soul. The examples in God's word of genuine repentance and humiliation reveal a spirit of confession in which there is no excuse for sin or attempt at self-justification. Paul did not seek to shield himself. He paints his sin in the darkest hue, not attempting to lessen his guilt. He says, "Many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests, and when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them, and I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even unto strange cities." Acts chapter 26, verses 10 and 11. He does not hesitate to declare that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. 1 Timothy 1:15. The humble and broken heart, subdued by genuine repentance, will appreciate something of the love of God and the cost of Calvary, and as a son confesses to a loving father, so will the truly penitent bring all his sins before God. And it is written, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." 1 John 1:9. End of chapter 4.
Amen. Sister Leela?
Good evening. Good evening. Sister mm-hmm. Carla, you're there?
Go ahead. Yes. Amen.
Yes, I'm here. Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Sister Leola is the host for this evening, and we just want to welcome you to Ebon Light Ministry. And also, let us begin with a word of prayer. Sister Carla, I will start with a word of prayer. You probably had prayed already, but we just offer another prayer. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, first, Lord, I just want to thank you for your gracious and your grace and your mercy for giving us safe traveling mercy. And we thanking you, Father, once again to be able to get on this prayer line and to praise you, to thank you, to give testimonies, to share scriptures, and just to worship. Father, as you bring brothers and sisters together, Father, and united, Father, Lord, we asking for the Holy Spirit to fall afresh on us, Father, that we may sing praise unto you and thank you for what all you have done and what you continue to do through us and with us. Heavenly Father, I pray for this prayer line, Father, lift it up to you, Father, that you said, the word says, if Christ be lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. And now, Father, we are drawn to you tonight. So let each and everyone come, press one, and share, and show their love for the mighty God we serve. And, Father, I'm asking that you would give each and every brothers and sisters a word that they may show forth the love of God and bring to the prayer line what he has done for them by testifying of your goodness, Father. So we thank you so much for what you have done. And for me, Lord, I will give you praise because you are so good to us. Thank you, Father, once again. And, Father, last but don't forget, we lift your word up to you, and we ask that you, Father, give us the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding as the word of God being studied, read on this prayer line, and also the prayers that is coming to this prayer line. Father, we ask that you hear our prayers according to your will, so and forgive us for our sins. And we do need your Holy Spirit poured out upon us tonight, Lord, when we may receive a blessing. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, as we just thank the Lord for his goodness, and as we press one, I see one has pressed one, but I don't know if Sister Carla did any reading. Sister Carla, did you do any reading or any sharing as of yet? Well, sisters and brothers, I'm just going to read. Going to read what's on our switchboard. It says, Christ was the Savior of the world. During his life on earth, the sick and afflicted was object of his special compassion. When he sent out his disciples, he commissioned them to heal the sick as well as to preach the gospel. When he sent forth the 70, he commanded them to heal the sick and next to preach that the kingdom of God had come nigh unto them. Their physical health was to be first cared for in order that the way might be prepared for the truth to reach their minds. And I don't know what CH 33.3. I think that's Christ. Sister Carla can tell you what that is. I don't know what CH 33.3.
That's what Christian. I think that was Christian. Help. Sorry.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank Sister Carla for being co-host with me on the prayer line. And brothers and sisters, I'm very grateful to know that God is in the midst of us, because if we can't work together here on earth, how do we think we're going to make it in heaven? So by God's grace, Sister Powell is not here tonight. She may join in, but we do know she has made it to her destination. She's in Jamaica, and she attended to her ministry. So let us lift her up in prayer. Amen. But we're going to begin to open the line for brothers and sisters. And please share. Press 1. There's someone on here that you may touch. You may touch their lives, and then they would be able to share. And we don't want no one to be offended, or we don't want no one to be ashamed, because none of us on here, we are all striving for the kingdom of God. So please share and let others know what the Lord has done for you. Amen? So we will open the first line, brothers and sisters, and you can give your name and where you're calling from. Amen? So let us open the first line.
Yeah.
Amen. 985-23 to your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. First, I want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. If we couldn't do it ourselves, then I'd like to read a devotion prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for your endless love for us. You have been there for us far before we knew of you, or even though of coming to you. We will forever thank you for the precious act of love, where you gave up your son so that we could be a part of you again. Jesus, our Savior, thank you for what you did for us and for everyone else on this earth. Thank you for this beautiful life I now have in you. We now have in you. Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I put us in this prayer because it was a beautiful prayer. And we thank God for his mercy that he gave his son up for us. And it was a great thing. And after I had been looking at all those things about Jesus, and on TV, You received the Holy Spirit. So I was just listening at the doctor singing, and they was so I ended up getting the Holy Spirit came to me from a hymn. I forgot what they were saying of it. I forgot what he was saying. And the Holy Spirit came to me, and all I can do is keep holding myself down and had little tears. And I'm like, I feel with the Holy Spirit like now. I never felt it. And it was like a dream. And it was so different. You know, it was very different. And I just thank God. Looked like I was just nicer than I was ever. I just became so nice. And I'm like, I was different. And I told my husband, I said, oh, I had Holy Spirit. I said, but I just wanted to cry, but I just was holding them back, everything back. I see, and it was something. But I thank God for it, and after seeing I never had it, it finally came, and it just was a good feeling. So I thank God for it, and so I know when Sister Carla was saying you have to have the Holy Spirit in order to go to the next level, so I'm the beginner, and I'm starting off as a beginner, so He showed me that I can receive it. So now He just joined me parts of what I can receive. So I just thank Him for that, and thank God for everybody. And I just ask a prayer for me to continue in God's word in my house. And y'all keep praying for us and pray for our Advent Life family and all the rest of the world. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hold on, my brother John.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd like to say hello. This is Brother John from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to say I was thinking just now. I'll be kind of brief, though. My wife a little long-winded. She had a lot to express, some things she had to let out, so I'll be kind of brief, but I just want to say that I was thinking today, I was thinking about, I don't know, I just put it like just mind territory. I started thinking about something about mind territory, like got territory in life and stuff and in the jungle and things like that. But I was thinking about how much we have to fight for, like we have to fight for our mind territory and just fight for territory in general, look like in life, I was thinking like, that we want a peace of mind. Sometimes thoughts, you know, sometimes mind might try to make us upset or mad, whatever. We have to fight for our mind territory to just keep ourselves calm, you know, without going off and everything, and keep calm and keep our sanity intact, you know. And I know we have to fight for relationships too, you know. If our relationship be going kind of negative, people relationships, you have to do things, go out, spend time together, and fight to keep the relationship strong. And just one more example, I guess, like money. Sometimes if you try to keep money on you, sometimes it'll get away. If you do certain things, you have to kind of fight to keep it with you, you know, save or whatever you got to do. So it's just like it's always a constant fight for territory. And it seems like whatever you don't fight for, if you don't fight for what you want, in life, what you don't want will end up taking over automatically. I just wanted to say that, you know, so God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda. As my sister was steady confessing about the Holy Spirit, and as I hear, the Holy Spirit is working with her. And brothers and sisters, just to give you a little bit of information about Sister Brenda began receiving God's word as of, I say she came on the prayer line about in 2013, 2014, somewhere along in that time. And as she's been hearing the word, the Lord is working with her, as she just said. She was not into this when she would go to church, but she did not know these things. And now the Lord has began to work with her, and she's began to understand about the Holy Spirit a little bit. And we have to just keep praying for her as she is grabbing a hold to what God is wanting her to know. And what she's saying, how the Holy Spirit touched her. She didn't shout. She wasn't jumping up, dancing, and speaking in tongues. That's not the Holy Spirit there. But she had tears. And as the Bible tells us, brothers and sisters, I was looking for the scripture. You see, when the Holy Spirit come on you, we can't contain it. We cannot hold it. The Holy Spirit allows a lot to come out of us. Things that we have bottled up in us, we relieve it, release it. And what she's doing, when she began to shed those tears, God is showing his love on her, and the change is about to come. So we're praising God for that as we continue to lift Brother John and Sister Brenda up. Yes, she, like she says, she's a beginner. She's a babe. So keep praying for her. That's why she don't know all things to say. Sometimes she don't know everything to say, but yet she gets some things. So she need prayer. Keep praying for her, and God is working with her. And, well, I was just coming in. Sister Carla was helping out, but we forgot to read. We want to keep the message as Sister Powell was working with. She reads Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, and the next and we're going to read that. Sister Carla, are you available? Sister Carla, are you available to read Genesis 1:29? And verse 31, I believe?
Yes. Yes, I'm kind of busy. But
okay, amen.
And I'm looking for guests, but I'll be able to read that. I'll at least do that.
Okay.
Genesis.
Okay. Chapter 1, verse 29 and verse 31, those two, sister, and then I will take the other scripture. Amen? And then we're going to open the line for the other brothers and sisters.
Yes, amen. So, Lord, may you open up your word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 29, it says, "And God said, Behold, I have given thee every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seeds, I'm sorry, for it shall be meat." And verse 31, is someone line open? "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." Amen. Sister Viola, can you hear me? I think someone line is open.
Yes. Oh, okay. That I forgot to close that line. Just give me a second. Yes, I do have a line open. Yes. Amen. Sorry, Sister Carla, I had Sister Brenda line open. Go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, yes. No, I'm finished.
Okay,
reading.
Sister Carla. Sister Carla has read 1 Genesis 29 and 31. As she has read, God has given us every herbs bearing seeds, and he said that it would be good for us for meat. And then she also read Genesis 31. He said it was very good. So I would take John, 3 John, verse chapter 1 and verse 2. And he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper." And brothers and sisters, as we take on the word of God, God saith that he wish above all things, and that we may prosper and be in good health. So, you know, as God speaking to us, brothers and sisters, we take his word and be obedient to it. So, and I'm going to open the next line. Sister Power had one more scripture she would read, but I will let Sister Stephanie take that one. Amen. So I will open this next line. Amen. We're going to open Sister Stephanie's line, and she can give us that. Amen. So 240-988, your line is open. Give me just a second.
Amen, amen.
Your
thank
line
you,
is open. Amen. It's in Revelation 22.
Can you hear me, sister?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
We can hear
okay.
you. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm going to add a little bit to the third epistle of John. Sister Leola, I know you read verse 2, but I'm going to read the entire third epistle of John 1 through 4, and then I'll go back to Revelation 22. It says, "The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth." Verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And verse 3 says, "For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. And verse 4 says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So there's a correlation between truth and our health, between truth and our soul being in peace, between truth and our soul prospering. And so that is powerful as I'm hearing it again. And then Revelation 22, verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded leaves of the tree, wherefore, and let me go back and say that again, that was a little choppy, forgive me. It says, verse 2, Revelation 22, verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the what? The healing of the nation.
Of the nation. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Those are some important words for us, right? Very potent that we have the trees, we have the leaves that we can consume that can give us resolved, that can heal our infirmities and our maladies that we go through, our aches and our pains. And so we have to trust God that he will be able to work it out according to our will, work out our health, right? Today's Health Thursday, right, Sister Leola? And so we have to come with that faith, just like that the blind man with the spickle and the clay, just like the man that got up and walked when Peter and John said, pick up thy bed, silver and gold I have none. He had faith. He didn't question it and say, oh, no, I've been sitting here. So we have to come with that faith, knowing that whatever we're going through, our Heavenly Father is mighty, is awesome, and is powerful, and can allow us to be victorious in that situation. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you, Sister Leola, for opening up my line.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for the comments. As we, brothers and sisters, enjoying the prayer line and what God has set up for us, this is truly a blessing. So, Sister Stephanie, as you give that little message there, we just thank God for his health message. We thank God for his truth, because the Bible says, as we are in the truth, it shall set us free. Sister, we are not slaves. We are free. Jesus freed us. We are free. So thank you, Jesus, for your freedom. And sisters and brothers, and we ask that everyone, please press 1, and your line will be open. So, Sister Stephanie, I'm going to close your line up. And, first of all, if you have anything else you want to say, take yourself off the host queue and then put yourself back on, and I can open your line. But I'm going to open the other line first. Amen? Thank you, brothers and sisters, for being patient. As I was saying, Sister Power is in back in Jamaica right now, and she is beginning already her work on her mission to go and serve the community. So we're going to lift her up in prayer. We're going to lift the community. We're going to also lift up Alex Nation, what is continually out there to do the work of God. Amen? But we will open the next line for brothers and sisters that you can continue to share. So the line now is 272-770. Your line is open.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. God bless you and bless this line. My name is Sister Timiko from Pennsylvania. And I just want to give the Lord all praise and honor and glory, because he's so worthy to be praised. I thank him so much for taking good care of me, my family, my children, my grandchildren. He is such an honor, and he receives all blessings. So I thank you so much for opening my line. And I also have a song that I'd like to sing, but I also have a Bible scripture I'd like to share. for my precious brothers and sisters. Psalms 100, verses 1 through 5, it says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. So I don't know if you want me to sing now or should I wait until later, but I have one song I'd like to sing, if it's okay, Sister Leola.
Amen. Go ahead, sister. It's okay.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God. The villainous offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But thorough and higher and greater will be our wonder, our church for when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, my dear sister. I'm so grateful that you opened my line, and I just want to ask for prayer requests, lifting up all my precious brothers and sisters on this prayer line. I'd like to say a special prayer for Sister Powell and her journey to Jamaica. I'm so proud of her for her ministry that she's doing, and I also like to lift up Sister Stephanie and her precious jewels, KJ and Kaja, and for you also, Sister Leola, your precious jewels, Nicole and Jarvis and your husband, Brother Ray. So prayer for everyone on the prayer line, for Sister Carla and her precious Jews, and for Brother Eli, and also for his mom. So thank you so much. God bless you. Prayer for my family as well, and for my children and grandchildren. Thank you, my sister. Love you. God bless. Amen.
Amen, amen. Receive. All is received. Thank you, my sister Tamika. That you have offered a song to God, praising God, and great things he had done. You know, brothers and sisters, greater he had done when he blessed me to get home with safe traveling mercy. Greater he has done to allow us to get on this prayer line, and that we all are here on this earth this week. Greater he has done. How many of us can say that God has blessed us this week? to have a roof over our head, to have food on our table, and he did not let no trouble or nothing come near us. All great things he has done, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. Thank God for what he has done. Thank you, Sister Tamika. We will lift up everyone in prayer. Brothers and sisters, we are so blessed here tonight. We want to thank you. We want to thank God for the ones that's in other countries that's here on the prayer line. We want to recognize them because you know what? They are calling for a reason. They are calling this prayer line because they want to receive that blessing. They want to hear the great things God has done. So, yes, brothers and sisters all over the country, great things he has done for you and greater things he will do. Oh, praise the Lord. So we're going to open the next line for our brothers and sisters. Sister Consonelli, be patient because I know you're going to bring some good news to us. So be patient. I'm going to open the line for Brother Eli, and I will get to you next, my sister. So thank God for all my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. So let us open the line for 857-505. Your line is open, and please give us your name and where you're calling.
Amen. Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. Sister Miola, hello, my beloved brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, Sister Miola, because he is good. He's truly worthy to be praised, Sister Miola. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lord, Sister Miola. I have a prayer request, my dear sister. My prayer request is to pray for my mom. Lift up my mom in prayer, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, I'm asking for brothers and sisters to lift up our dear brother Javel too, that the Lord will make a supernatural miracle in his life, Sister Miola. And pray for him that the Lord will take off that stony heart of his. And Sister Miola, I'm praying for Sister Lisa. I'm praying for Sister Genesis. I'm praying for Sister Genesis, Sister Miola, that Sister Genesis will believe in the Lord. And I'm praying for Brother Samuel, Sister Miola. But Sister Miola, let me do a prayer for Sister Destinelli. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, we magnify your name, God. God, we want to give you praise, Lord, because, God, you are worthy to be praised, God. God, how excellent is your name, Lord. God, you are good, God. You are so good, God. You are awesome, God. There is no one else like you, God. God, we come to you, God, at this moment, God. And, God, we come in your presence, God, because, God, you are worthy to be praised, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Miola, Lord, who is hosting the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to come deliver Sister Miola, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Miola, Lord. God, we ask God to watch over her, Lord. Cover her family members, Lord. Cover Sister Miola's family members, Lord. We ask God to cover her, God, with your blood, Lord. God, cover Sister Miola's husband, too, Lord. God, we want to lift up the brother, too, God, that Sister Miola was inviting the young man, God, what was on the prayer line before, Lord. We ask God to strengthen him, Lord. We ask God to watch over him, Lord. Allow him to come back, God, on the prayer line, God. God, we crying out to you, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Vanity to you, Lord. God, we ask God to watch over Sister Vanity, Lord. God, we ask God to strengthen her, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Destinelli, Lord. Bless Sister Destinelli, Lord. We ask God to give her the strength, Lord. Give her knowledge, Lord. Give her understanding, Lord. God, we ask God to come deliver her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask God to give her the victory, Lord. God, we ask God to watch over her, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Tamiko, God, who's in the prayer line, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, that Sister Tamiko, Lord, was doing a prayer for me, Lord. We ask God to come deliver Sister Tamiko today, Lord. Deliver her, Lord. Deliver Sister Tamiko. Tamiko today, Lord. We ask the God to come deliver her, Lord. We ask the God to hide her, Lord. God, we ask the God to give her the victory, Lord. We ask the God to cover her doorpost, Lord. We ask the God to cover her window post, Lord. We ask the God to cover her, Lord. God, we ask the God to deliver her daughter to you, Lord. Sister Keisha, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Sister Keisha, Lord. Cover Sister Keisha, Lord, with your blood, Lord. God, we ask the God to watch over her, Lord. God, watch over Sister Keisha, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Brother Taiwan, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister KPN, Lord. Allow them to serve you, Lord. Allow them to trust in you, Lord, because, God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, you're marvelous. God, you're awesome. God, you're worthy to be praised, God. We ask the God to come bless them, God, in a special way, Lord. Bless Sister Elizabeth, Lord. God, come bless Sister Elizabeth, Lord. Bless Sister Marianne, Lord. We ask the God to watch over them, Lord. We ask the God to cover them, God, with your righteousness, Lord. We ask the God to come deliver them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask the God to give them the victory, Lord. We ask the God to come bless us, God. God, want to lift Sister Carla to you, Lord. God, bless Sister Carla, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Sister Carla, Lord. Allow Sister Carla to come on the prayer line, God, to preach your word, God, to preach the gospel on the prayer line, Lord. We ask the God to give her knowledge, God, give her understanding, Lord. God, we ask the God to give Sister Carla, Lord, to the words to speak, God, on the prayer line too, Lord. We ask the God to come deliver Sister Carla right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask the God to strengthen Sister Carla, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord, yes. Jesus. Deliver her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask the God to bless Sister Stephanie, Lord. God, we ask the God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Stephanie, Lord. God, we ask the God, allow Sister Stephanie to cry out to you, Lord, and say hallelujah, Lord. Allow Sister Stephanie to say hallelujah, because God, you're good, amen. God, for Sister Stephanie, Lord. Bless Sister Stephanie, God, and her family members too, Lord. God, watch over Sister Stephanie, God, and her mother too, Lord. God, watch over Sister Stephanie's family, God. God, watch over Sister Stephanie's daughter and son, Lord, KJ and Kaja, Lord. We ask God to come deliver them, Lord. We ask God to hide them, Lord. We ask God to come deliver them, God, from darkness, Lord. God, we ask God to come deliver them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask God to cover Sister Stephanie's window post, Lord. We ask God to cover Sister Stephanie's door post, Lord. God, cover them, God. God, we ask God to cover her window post, Lord. Cover her door post, God. God, you're amazing, God. Amen. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord, amen, of Lord. We ask God to come deliver Sister Stephanie tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Stephanie, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask God to come, amen, bless her, God. Bless all of us, God. Watch over all of us, God. God, we want to lift up everyone to you, God. God, we want to lift up Brother O'Neill to you, Lord. Bless Brother O'Neill, God. God, watch over Brother O'Neill, God. Watch over Sister Power, Lord. God, we ask God to come bless Sister Power, Lord. God, bless Brother Wick, God, at this moment, Lord. We ask God to watch over Brother Wick, Lord. God, we ask God to strengthen him, Lord. God, bless his daughter, Sister Ashley, Lord. We ask God to watch over him, Lord. We ask God to cover them, God, with your righteousness, Lord. God, cover them, Lord. Deliver them tonight, God. God, deliver all of us, God. God, deliver Sister Stephanie, God. Sister Stephanie's going to bring a word, God, and this prayer line, Lord. Amen. We ask God to come deliver her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give Sister Stephanie the victory, Lord. Amen. Give her the power, Lord. Amen. Give her deliverance, Lord. God, bless us, God. Watch over us, God. Watch over Sister Tamiko tonight, Lord. Bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. Allow Sister Tamiko to shout on this prayer line, God, because, God, you are worthy to, amen, be praised, Lord. Bless us, God. Watch over us, God. God, in the name of, amen, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Brother Eli, we want to thank you for the prayers that you have delivered, and God answered according to his will. We thank you for giving, saying prayers for all. Amen. And brothers and sisters, now we need to open Sister Consonelli, because we know our sister bring us joy when she bring us information also. So it's 518-482. You're opening your line. Amen. Good evening, Sister Consonella. Your line is open, and you may go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister. Thank you for opening my line. God is so good. He is so wonderful. He is so great that he has sent others on this line.
Yes.
Someone to take the place of Sister Powell. This evening, last evening, I was absent for a few days from this prayer line because I went down to my granddaughter's graduation, and it was so wonderful. And there's so many things that took place that I could not attend the last moments with Sister Powell. But I know that God has gone there with her, and when she's doing well, and God would bless her with whatever she's doing down in Jamaica. Today is Health Thursday, and I just want to speak about one of the laws of health, that the things that we normally use, water. What is the best type of water should we use? Some people use well water. Filter the city's water, use rainwater or lime. But what is the best water you should use? The best is the water that God gave us from the beginning. And can you guess what water is that? Maybe you know it, but I'll tell you right now, that water was distilled water. The water did not come as we get it today. The water came up from the earth and was distilled around the earth. But because of chemicals and pesticides and toxins, it is hard to get that type of pure water now. So we see the evidence of God's watering system. When we get up early and see the mists on the ground, you know, when you're in the city, you don't see that, the mists in the morning, the snow, not we don't get snow, the dew, water in the land, but it is not the same. So use distilled water or spring water. As long as it is soft water, you can drink that water, and it is the best water for us to drink. Even in the morning, it says you should go out and walk in the grass and let your feet, you know, get wet with the dew of the, and that is healing, you know, for some diseases that we have. So water is very, very important. And this evening I want to give you one problem. If you have one problem, and this is with, I'm leaving water now. I'm still talking about using cayenne pepper. If you have a problem with a child who cannot cough up phlegm, you cannot cough up a baby, you can take the cayenne pepper, put it in a cast iron skillet, and burn it. Then that child will have, the child will smell it, and they will start coughing and coughing, and he will cough up the phlegm. This evening, I am here with thankful hearts, with a thankful heart, giving God praise for all that he has done for me and my family, for his protection over me in my travel. He brought me back safely. My granddaughter has graduated with high marks. She got a scholarship to go to college. And from my daughter has two girls. The one is going to graduate from high school, the college, and the one is going into high school now. So it was a celebration. So I wasn't here for Sister Powell's celebration. But I know she had a good time, and God would bless her wherever she is there. She's doing God's work. And we should not feel discouraged or sad because she is gone, because I have a lot of things to be sad about this evening. But I want to encourage us with this little song, Keep Looking Up. You know, like million other people in the world today, Virgil Brooks has just been called to go overseas to face the dark, dangerous days of war. And the hearts of the family were heavy. Shortly after that, father and his son leave, he noticed the motto on the wall of his ministerial study. It says, "Keep looking up." It was like a message from heaven, returning home. He and his wife wore this lovely, they wrote this lovely gospel song. And I want to sing it for us this evening, that we should not be discouraged because one of our leaders has left us for a while, maybe. We don't know. But I hope that we will keep looking up to Jesus, that he will continue to bless this prayer line, that we will support it, and that God will give us the strength and the grace to keep going on. So let me sing the song, Keep Looking Up. Life has its joys and sorrows too. Sometimes the mists will hide your view. If we would hope and strength renew, there's just one thing to do. Keep looking up, thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up, he will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up, the darkest clouds will pass away. So do not fear, but keep on looking up. When darkness clouds have failed your day, and faithless friends have passed you by, when prone to doubt or reason why, there's just one thing to do. Keep looking up. Thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up. He will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up. The darkest cloud will pass away. So do not fear, but keep on looking up. So when your faith is sorely tried, and earnest prayers have been denied, when you need a faithful guide, there's just one thing to do. Keep looking up. Thy God is still the same today. Keep looking up. He will not fail thee, come what may. Keep looking up. The darkest clouds will pass away. So do not fear, but keep on looking up. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, no matter what days may discouragement you may face, what troubles you have in your life, always remember to keep looking up. And this is my prayer for this entire prayer line and all who comes on it time after time, that God will bless us all and help us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Keep looking up. Thank you, Niola, for opening my line. God bless, and let's have a wonderful time together in Jesus. Amen.
Amen, my sister. Amen. Sister Casanelli, I'm just keep looking up, my sister. When all other things have failed, I just want to keep looking up. Because prayer, we can go and pray, and that won't fail. But you know what? We just got to keep looking up. Even if you think prayer was an answer, keep looking up and have faith and believe. And you know what? One day, because the Bible said there's a time to cry a time to last. There's a time to be born, and there's a time to die. It's a time for everything. That's why we got to keep looking up, because it, you know, sometime it will pass. It will pass also. So we got to keep looking up. Oh, Brother John know it all so well. Brother John tell us every week after week. He kept looking up because that day that he was in the hospital, lying there, unconscious, and you know what? He kept looking up. He kept the faith, and he kept walking. He kept talking to God on his lonely road. I see Brother John go out there, and he walked, and he walked, and he kept looking up. On that lonely road, every time he walked, brothers and sisters, he kept looking up to God, and he had faith. And time after time, you know what? He gotten better. And now the doctor told him he had gotten over a lot of his problems, a lot of things that he was going through has passed. So praise God. By keep looking up, you know, all things, these things will pass away. It was, the Bible said this would pass also. So thank you, Sister Cousinelli, for singing that song, that we must keep looking up because God is true, brothers and sisters. So we want to thank you for being on this prayer line. Thank you, Sister Cousinelli, for sharing that song. Thank you for testifying of your goodness. And you know what? God bless you with your children. And your daughter brought forth another daughter, and she done so well in school. My sister, I know you're proud. You're proud of your granddaughter. So we're going to keep them in prayer tonight. Amen? So we thank you for coming on and sharing. I want to thank Sister Carla for opening the line when I was not at home just yet. She opened the line, and she had it going until I got here. So I just want to thank God for my sister and what she did also. So, brothers and sisters, we're going to go to the next hand that raised, and that's Sister Stephanie, so we can go to. Say that again, Sister Cardinelli?
Yes.
We're going to ask you to give us a prayer. We're going to ask you to give us a prayer in a little bit, but I'd like to open Sister Stephanie's line because she was the next person to share. Amen. Okay. So let us open her line. Keep looking up, brothers and sisters, because God is so good. He is so great, as the song Sister Tamika just sang. So we're going to open the next line, 240-988. We open in your line. Amen? Amen. Sister Stephanie, 240, your line is open. 240-988, your line is open. Oh. Sorry, Sister Stephanie, I closed the line. Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Your line is now open. Yes, I had closed it. I closed it.
No.
Amen.
No problem. Not a problem. I had raised my hand earlier, but that's fine. You can go ahead to Sister Constance so that she could pray, and then I will come on so that we could go into the prayer, and then I'll come on and start the message. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, Sister Stephanie, I can hear you. You sure you don't want to share? You fine?
That's fine. I'll do it when I'm, you know, infusing it in the lesson because
okay.
I know the time limit.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, you can do it
okay.
for prayer.
Well, I'm going to open Sister Constanelli. Sister Constanelli, can you give us a prayer for the brothers and sisters? You heard the request, Sister Brenda and Brother John. Sister Tamika, Brother Eli, and we're going to lift you up in prayer also. So, and Sister Stephanie requests and Sister Powell, so can, and Sister Carla, all the prayers for the brothers and sisters on the prayer line and my request also. Amen?
Okay. Father, we come to you. We have no other help but you. So we come to you this evening on bended knees, asking you, Lord, first to forgive us of all the wrong things that we have said or done in this hour, these few hours of this day. And as we come to you this evening, Father, we pray that you will accept us, accept our praise, accept our thanks, and help us, Lord, that we will continue to look to you, for we have no other help but you this evening. So we come before you, placing all of our brothers and sisters before you this evening, those who are sick, Lord, with COVID, those who have pain in their knees, pain in their different parts of their body, in their joints, Lord. I pray this evening that you would lay your healing hand upon them. And God, I pray that you will restore them to their wanted health and strength, and help them that they may give you praise and thanks when they see what you have done for them as a God of love. Father, bless us this evening, I pray. Be with Sister Tamika. You know all her problems that she is going through with her children and grandchildren. Be with brothers Eli. So much he asked for prayers for his family, Lord. And I pray that you will continue to bless them and fulfill your promises with him. Be with Sister Powell, who is not with us here this evening, Lord. We know what good work she is doing and what she is doing over there. Or she would have been here with us, Lord. I pray that you will continue to bless her hands, bless her efforts as she attends to those who are less fortunate than her. And she's sharing the good news of salvation with them at the same time, Lord. Help, Lord, that many souls might be born to call you blessed. Bless her in a very special way. Be with Sister Brother Devel. I pray, Lord, that you will give him all his heart's desire, that he will continue to serve you, Lord, and that he will call upon your name to know that you are able, and able, you're more than able to keep him in perfect peace. Be with Sister Carla, Lord, as she come before us this evening, Lord. I pray that you will empower her, and that as she speaks your words, some soul might hear of your goodness, your love, and your mercy, and what we to do in times like these to keep on the straight and narrow path. Father, I pray that you will keep us all this evening. And those names who I forgot to mention, Father, you know them by name and nature. And I pray that you will bless them anyhow and continue to fulfill their needs and help them to know that you are a God who can do anything but fail. So bless them tonight, Lord. And those that, and Sister Carol, who is going to lead us out tonight, give her more than human wisdom, Lord, that as she speaks, her heart will be touched and your words will come forth as words that will help us into your kingdom. And we just want to thank you this evening, Lord, for hearing our prayer and for answering them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And thank you, Sister Costanella, for praying for us and just offering all these things to the Lord, and that he hears our prayer. And I just want to thank you for the blessing and the privilege that you were able to do for the prayer line. So now we're going to open the line for Sister Stephanie, brothers and sisters, which is our speaker for tonight. So I will open Sister Stephanie's line, and she will begin to speak. Amen? 240-988, your line is open. Oh, Sister Stephanie, hold on just a second. 240-988, your line is open. Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, hello? I can. Amen. Your line is open.
Thank you so much.
Sister Leola. Thank you, Sister Continelli, for the prayers and for each and every person. We want to welcome you to the Advent Light Health Thursday. And I know that, you know, those eight doctors that makes house calls are very potent. And when we utilize them, we can have resolve. Amen. So the new start, nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperate ear, rest, and trust in God. And so I'm so thankful that we have those things. Many times we don't utilize them. Those free doctors that make house call, I heard Sister Nat constantly talking about the water, simple things that we have. Now, it's no excuse for us to go out between 6 and 10. We share that with you all as we have learned that that is the best time to go out and get that sunlight that will help to build that melatonin in our bodies and allow us to sleep, have good night's sleep, allow our health to improve as well. So that is a good thing. They said that that's the healthy sunlight. After 10, they're saying that it becomes more dangerous for our bodies and for our skin. And so we need that so that we can have the adequate vitamin D that many of us are lacking in or deficient in because we were inside throughout part of the winter, all right, part of the year. And so that is very powerful for us to be able to utilize those eight doctors that makes house call and to share it with individuals that you come in contact with. You're out there in the sun and you have your nasal passage is kind of congested. It actually allows it to run out, you know. And so those are some of the things that you don't have to pay for, right? So I thank you so much for that. And I just want to give some a couple of praise reports as I'm going to go in to the study, the message for today from the Ministry of Healing by Sister Ellen G. White. I know that if Sister Paula was on this line, I was trying to patch her in. But, you know, when you're in a different country, sometimes a different time zone. I was in a different time zone down there in Tennessee the other day. And it was so hard, you know, for me to get service. And so the report, I'm not sure if I shared a report, visiting down in the country is just wonderful. But you have some issues with technology. And so that, you know, that was something that we were dealing with. And so I know that she's thankful, right, for all of your prayers. And I want you, and I'm going to ask you to continue to pray for her as she's down there. They have stated that they have a case of monkeypox that has been, that left United Kingdom, UK, and ended up into Jamaica. And so we want to pray and continue to pray for Sister Powell's protection, for edge of protection around her, not only for her, but for all of the children that I know she's going to entertain, she's going to minister to, and the adults as well. So we'll pray Psalms 91 that no pestilence will come nigh her or any person that she is providing the service that God has called her to be and to do. And so I am going to go into, thank you so much for that. I did talk to her briefly, and she is in good spirit. She's talking about the mangoes that she's waiting to eat. She's talking about the fresh air that is down there, all of that wonderful stuff. She's really giving God thanks and giving God praise. She has praises on her lips at all times, and that's what we're supposed to have, continual praises on our lips all the time. So I'm going to do a word of prayer and then go into the message that we have in store today. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We're so thankful. We're so thankful for each and every person that is represented on this line. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will continue to pour out your Holy Spirit on each and every person. Agitate our hearts so that we can come up higher to you. We can know that no matter what, as I heard Sister Continelli sung and gave the encouragement, that no matter what we may be going through, continue to look up. Continue to look up heaven bound, from whence our help cometh from. So we pray that you will stir our hearts. Give us the message that is in that you have in store for us today. Thank you, Lord, for the safe traveling mercies for each and every person. I pray for each and every person that is connected, their family, their young persons. Heavenly Father, we heard about the blessings of the young lady that graduated with high honors. We pray, Lord, that she will use your wisdom, Lord. She will use the wisdom that you have given her to bring people closer to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I pray that this message will stir us so that when we leave here, we will not be the same. We will leave here with fire. We will leave here with our hearts and our desire and our will to be your will. We ask you all of these things. Forgive us of anything that we have done that is not in line with you, Heavenly Father. And we pray that you will give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit as we are begging and pleading that you will seal us. You will keep our name in that book, but you will blot our sins out. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness towards us. We pray all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, so we are continuing on with hygiene among the Israelite. Hygiene among the Israelite, and I'm on page 280. I'm going to be reading through 284, thereabouts. All right, if time permits. All right, so we're going to start with rejoicing. Rejoicing. How does rejoicing complement your health? Right? How does giving God praises from our lips support our good health? How does rejoicing, giving praises to God from our lips, can heal us mentally, spiritually, and physically? Proverbs 17, verse 22 says, a merry, rejoicing heart, do it what? Do it good like a medicine. A merry, rejoicing heart, do it good like a medicine. So what this is saying, Proverbs 17, verse 22. So what this is saying, if we are down, if we're feeling depressed, if we're feeling anxious, if we're worrying about all of these things, you're talking about food shortage, you're talking about another wave of pestilence that's coming, health concerns, troubled by any of these things, our children that are not doing what Christ has called them to do, don't get mad. Let's get on our knees and pray for them, because remember, we used to do some foolish things too as well. And where would we be if not God, but not God? So let's rejoice. Let's count it all good. Knowing that James 5:16, if we confess our faults one to another, the what? The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We have the privilege of prayer, the weapon that can turn our situation around. Amen? All right, so think about that whenever we're going through things, and I know I'm going through. You either going through a storm, you either in the storm, you either just came out of the storm. But let's rejoice. And it says here, gratitude, rejoicing, benevolence, trusting God's love and care. These are health's greatest safeguard. And what's a safeguard? Protects you from things that would cause harm to you. Right? The internet has safeguards. Your bank account has safeguards so that they won't come in and you know, you have safeguard in your house. You put on that lock. So that's going to be very hard for somebody to come in. Right? We have to safeguard our minds. We have to safeguard our hearts. We safeguard our health. It says gratitude, rejoicing, benevolence, trusting God, God's love and care. These are health's greatest safeguard. To the Israelite, they were to be the very keynote of life. the major part of life, the significant part of their life. So it's true for us. The journey made 3 years, three times a year, to the annual feast at Jerusalem, the week's sojourn in booths during the Feast of Tabernacles, were opportunities for outdoor recreation and social life. These feasts were occasions of rejoicing made sweeter and more tender by the hospitable welcome given to the stranger, the Levite, and the poor. You can't get enough of this. You cannot get enough of this rejoicing. Rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God had given unto thee and unto thine house, thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you. Deuteronomy 26:11. When individuals come in your presence, can they rejoice? Because they were around you and they can see the light, they can see the kind, sweet spirit that cometh from above. Or when people come around you, they look at your face, they read, have that, you know, that spirit where they want to say, I need to run. Who you connected to? Couldn't be God. Because you're mean, your face look all wrinkled, you don't have kind words to say, you don't have any kind of encouraging words to say to people. They don't want to come to your house, they don't want to come in your presence. Or is it that when people come around you, they don't want to leave you? There's a magnet that draws people to you. Not because of your own strength, but because of the Spirit of God that is illuminating and emitting his light and his countenance through you. I'm thinking about Moses, right? When he went up to be with God, to tabernacle with God, and he came down and he was shining with that light. And what did the people say? Veil yourself. That we are allowing people to say, veil yourself. I see the Spirit of Christ in you. That is my desire. I pray that that is your desire as well. So we continue. It says, rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God had given unto thee and unto thine house, though thou and the Levite and the stranger that is among you, Deuteronomy 26:11. So in later years, when the law of God was read in Jerusalem to the captives returned from Babylon, and the people wept because of their transgression, the gracious words are spoken. Because that's what the word is supposed to do, right? Reprove, correct. Right? Encourage. If the word is not cutting us, something is wrong, because, you know, if we're not doing what Christ has called us to do, the word is supposed to stir us. It's supposed to point us to our need for Christ. It's supposed to point us and agitate us to surrender. So it says, so in later years, when the law of God was read in Jerusalem to the captives returned from Babylon, and the people wept because of their transgression, the gracious words were spoken. Mourn not, go your way. Eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portion unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Nehemiah 8:9-10. And as I go back to this part, I'm going to go back to this part for a little bit. It says, and send portion unto them for whom nothing is prepared. Are we thinking about our brother? I'm reminded by Galatians 6:2. We are to bear and we're to bear each other's burden, bear our brethren's burden. Are we thinking about others that might not have it? Or are we saying, you know what, we got it together, we have everything, we don't need to do anything to assist our brothers or our sisters? Published and proclaimed in all their cities and in Jerusalem, saying, go forth unto the mount and fetch olive branches and pine branches and myrtle branches and palm branches and branches of thick trees to make booths, as it is written. And, you know, we've talked about the pine needle, how that is also a very good properties or good plant to be able to make and boil to boost your immune system, especially for some of these variants and pestilence that they're calling for. We know the olive branch. We know we get the oil from the olive. And what does it, what the process, do you all know the process that they have to go through to get the olive oil? The press and the pressure that it has to go through? Think about it. So if you're in a storm, if you're in a trial, if you're in a situation, if you're in circumstances, if issues are coming your way, left, right, and center, Christ's object lesson, reflect on the olive. What does it go through? The pressing. The agony it has to go through to give you that soft, one of the good oil. That's what Christ is doing through, trying to do through you and me. That's what, I shouldn't even say trying. That's what God wants to do. That's his desire. Now, are we going to obey? Are we going to take his choice? I was talking to my daughter today, and we were having a conversation about, you know, just what is going on around us. And though we may not believe in certain things, though we may not agree with certain things, one of the things we can stand on is that as God give us choices, right? God wants us to make choices whether or not we're going to choose him today, choose who we're going to follow. He's not going to force himself on us. So my daughter was like, Mommy, individuals need to have choices. Now they have to decide on the choices that they're going to make. And that's the beauty of God, where he gives us the choice to follow him. Amen? And so we continue. It says, so the people went forth and brought them and made themselves booths, everyone upon the roof of his house and in their courts and in the courts of the house of God and in the street of the water gate and in the street of the gate of Ephraim. And all the congregation of them that were come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booths, and there was very great gladness. Verses 15 through 17, still from out of Nehemiah 8. Now we're going to go into results of obeying God's law. As I was reading this part, I'm reflecting, or what came to my mind in the country. In Tennessee, I had the pleasure of visiting with the Richardson, and he made a very genius idea. I'm not sure if I shared it on this line, but very genius idea. He used wood and made like a three-story treehouse per se, quote unquote, with the wood from the tree, and just genius idea, just a genius idea. And as I'm reading this, it's talking about booth, and I could just see myself sitting under there, just looking at God's creation, right? Reading, studying, fellowshipping with others. Amen? And so as I was reading this about what God had asked them to do with the pine tree, the pine branch, and the olive branch, and the myrtle branch. And I was amazed by it. God has everything for us, everything that we need, everything that we desire. God has given us the blueprint to be able to do that. You could go in the country and cut some trees down, and you could build your own house. Because he says, I wish above all things that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. And so we're talking about, you know, we know that many individuals, how does this connect to health? We know that many individuals desire to move into the country so that they can breathe the fresh air, they can be around nature, they can clear their sinuses. That's what God has in store for us. However, you know, some of us haven't gotten there yet. But know that as we talked about, you know, we always talked about character building, going into the country to build character. But the truth be told, the character has to start before we get there. So I challenged you before. I know I have been doing it. I've challenged you before about, if you're not in the country yet, as and the ones who are in the country, bless you. We ask you to pray for the individuals that are not in the country, that God will make a way for them, right? But the individuals who are not quite in the country, there's some things that you can do right in your house, in your backyard, on your patio, so that you can start being prepared. And I'm telling you, I know that that is that piece of land. Somebody pray this prayer for me, that that piece of land, because we have that desire. God has written the land with your name on it, each and every person that is on this line. So we don't have to fret. We don't have to worry. We look up and we rejoice and we count everything all good. Count it all joy. And I've taken the opportunity. I went down to Tennessee and I'd gotten some mint, and I've gotten some little, and I planted them, and they're growing. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. So you don't have to wait for you till you get to the country to know and find out that God will bless you. They call it a green thumb. Start doing those little things. I'm so excited. I get up. It's like I'm going to my garden. What? Every morning I get up, I look, I'm moving it. Sister Carl, I know you're not moving it when the sun is, you know, is rising, and then I move it again so that it is getting what it needs. I got a little extra. Let me tell you, I got even a little extra. I was like, I'm going to try this. I was excited. I was like, I'm not going to wait till I get in the country to start planning. I'm going to start doing it now. Get a, as my daughter say, I'm going to get a test run. So that's when we're exercising our faith. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're exercising our faith, knowing that, and we're claiming it, knowing that it is coming. And I got a little extra, beloved. Let me tell you, I started looking on, I told you, Google is my best friend, too. And I started looking on Google and stuff, and I had some potatoes that started sprouting. And before now, things always sprout in my house, but I never planted it, really. Never. And so when I got the opportunity and we were, you know, traveling down to the country and stuff, I was like, okay. And I went there, and Brother Richardson was going into his garden, and they were picking stuff and bringing it in. I was like, wait a minute. Could do something. I could come back and do something. Right? And I could challenge my beloved. As I heard Sister, this is how the Holy Spirit moved. As I heard Sister Consonelli say, look up. Don't get discouraged. Don't feel like you're out there alone. Don't feel like nobody's there for you. Go ahead and plan something tonight. Plan something tonight. And I use the stuff, I use the organic stuff that I have in my, that I had in my refrigerator. I took my tomatoes, my organic tomatoes, my organic bell pepper, those, they growing. And I'm excited, right? And I'm going to be, I mean, even my, the onions were growing, and I was able to pick it off and wash it and put it in my food. I was like, bless the Lord. So these are things that we can do And God speaks to us in the nature, right? And so even though we're not there yet, that's not to say we're not, our desire is not there, but we are stepping out on that faith. We're not waiting to get into the country to build our character. We're saying, God, help us to build it now so that when we go, we will be prepared. And I'm telling you, it brings me joy to go and look. My daughter said, Mommy, you need a whole full-fledged garden. And I did. I went ahead and got a greenhouse. I didn't put it outside yet because I'm, you know, working on in the inside. But then I bought a greenhouse. I told you all before, I like to tell, you know, share. Aldi's had some really good greenhouse that you could walk in for under $24, I think. And so when you start planting those little things, simple, so you can see that it is not a difficult task. Get yourself prepared, and you could, you know, when they start growing, oh, and let me get back to it, potatoes. So my potatoes were sprouting, and my potatoes have always sprouted in the house, but I never really planted it. And I went and I Googled it, and the man was saying I could plant the potato in bags. In bags and pots. So you might not have 3 acres or 1 acre or a quarter acre, but you have a little spot in your in at a window in the kitchen that you can plant something in the living room, in the dining room, that you could plant something and watch God make it grow. And that's what God wants to do for us. It's a Christ object lesson. Every time I go, every morning I go, it gets greener. It's getting taller. And that spearmint and the mint has that aroma. And that's what God wants to do in our life. He wishes above all things that we may prosper and we may be in good health. And so when we go in front of God, that smell like the spearmint and the mint and the peppermint, that savor in our prayer goes up to God, and he says, I'm going to bless my sons and my daughters today. I'm going to bless my sons and my daughters, because no matter what they're going through, they have praises on their lips. No matter what they're going through, they're going to be steadfast and they're going to obey. And they're obeying me. And so this segue us into results of obeying God's law. And I'm getting ready to close, Sister Leola. Results of obeying God's law. Are there results? Are there consequences to disobey them? And so it says, God gave to Israel instruction in all the principles essential to physical as well as moral health. I'm going to read that again. God gave to Israel instruction in all principles essential to physical as well as moral health, and it was concerning these principles no less than concerning those of the moral law that he commanded them. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. Deuteronomy 6, verse 6 through 9. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimony and the judgment which the Lord our God had commanded you? And so pause here for a minute. Are we giving the testimonies to our young, to our children? Are we passing them down to generation through generation? Is our life a living testimony to who we're connected to? Is what we're consuming on our plate, in front of our children, in front of our grandchildren, in front of our nieces and nephews, is bringing honor and glory to God? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes to fear the Lord our God for our good always. He might preserve us alive as it is at this day. Verses 20, 21 through 21 and 24, still in Deuteronomy 6. Had the Israelite obeyed the instruction they received and profited, we talk about choice, right? The Israelite had a choice. Had the Israelite obeyed the instruction they received and profited by their advantages, they would have been the world's object lesson of health and prosperity. What, haven't we been talking about that? Had the Israelite obeyed the instruction they received and profited by their advantages, they would have been the world's object lesson of health and prosperity. If as a people they had lived according to God's plan, are we living according to God's plan? Sometimes we don't, and then we go through the consequences. We may ask for forgiveness, but I've come to learn that asking for forgiveness and getting forgiveness does not absolve us from the consequences for our bad behavior or for us disobeying God's law of health. So it says above, let me go back here. I think I missed something. It says, had the Israelites obeyed the instruction they received and profited by their advantages, they would have been the world's object lesson of health and prosperity. That's the health message, right? The right arm of the gospel. If as a people they had lived according to God's plan, they would have been what? Been preserved from what? From the diseases that afflicted our nations. Above any other people, they would have possessed physical strength and vigor of intelligence. They would have been the mightiest nation on the earth. God said, thou shalt be blessed above all people. Deuteronomy 7, verse 14. I'm coming to a close. It says, the Lord had avouched thee this day to be his peculiar people, as he had promised thee, and that thou shouldest keep all his commandments and to make thee high above all nations which he had made in praise and in name and in honor, and that thou mayest be an holy people unto the Lord thy God as he had spoken. Deuteronomy 26, 18 through 19. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when they goest out. Deuteronomy 28, 2 through 6. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou sittest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. If thou shalt keep thy commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways, and all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee, and the Lord shall make thy plenteous in goods. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto the fathers to give thee. We talked about that country property, right? God has a plot for you. Amen. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land and in land, thy land in its season. Sister Constantinelli talked about rain, right? And water, right? It says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And the Lord shall make, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto thy commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe, and to them, verse 8 through verse 13. All right? And so I am going to stop here. I'm going to read this last sentence. It says, to Aaron, the high priest, and his son, the direction was given, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, Jehovah bless thee and keep thee. Jehovah make his face shine. Jehovah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Jehovah lift up his countenance unto thee and give thee peace. So shall they put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. And that can also be found in Numbers 6, verse 24 through 27. Here ends the reading for tonight, and I pray that each and every one of you were blessed. I pray that you took away some things from here, that this is what we have to do right now. This message has to be preached, the help message, the everlasting gospel. But more importantly, you have to be the light that will be able to bring that illumination to the darkness so people can be attached to you. And then come, you can say, come, let me tell you about a man that can give you peace, that can heal you, that can give you comfort, that can give you strength. That is the very present help in time of trouble. Amen and amen. Sister Leola, did you want me to go into prayer?
No. I was going to ask. Sister Stephanie, I was going to ask Brother O'Neill if he had. I was going to give him 5 minutes if he had a special news to bring to us.
Sure,
I wanted
and then
to. Yes. And now ask him
no
to open prayer. Okay. And Sister Carla, she did not. Let me see if she had anything that she needed to say. So, brothers and sisters, be just a little patient. Let me open
Sister Carla's line.
Sister
Naomi, I'm calling all kinds of names. Sister Leola, can you go to Brother O'Neill? Because I know that we are kind of close to our time. So if you could go to
okay.
Brother O'Neill, and then you could segue into the other things that you said you wanted to do.
Okay. Well, let me go. Yes, I'll do that. Okay. 631-522, your line is open. And Brother O'Neill, you will listen. I hope that Sister Stephanie says you'd like to share some current event or something that's going on around the world that you let us know about. Your line is open.
Pleasant good evening, everyone. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing that important point about the help message. The right arm of the gospel, as we see what is going on in the world. I want to share a little short testimony before I go into what I have to go into. I went to the store, and the security said, man, I need to talk to you. And he said, I need some help. I'm really sick. I need some help. And he shared the sicknesses that he was going through. I said, God can help you. I only can just tell you about the things that he has taught me, and I use it. So he told me that he's constipated and all that. So right now I'm trying to prepare a protocol for him to get some stuff to clear up the system. And one of my friend called me this evening and said, I want you to talk to one of my coworker. I was talking to him, and he said, I heard that you have some CMOS. And what is it? What it is? And I was giving him the information what it is. Many of you on the line know that CMOS comes from the bottom of the ocean, and it has 92 minerals out of the body. Body needs 108 minerals, and it supplies 92 minerals. It's good for thyroid. It builds the immune system. It rejuvenates the body on a whole. So it's a live food. So I had to go drop it off to my friend just now to deliver to them. So I'm saying that some stuff has been going on the news where they're trying to generate a food crisis. And one of the ways that they are using to generate this food crisis, we know that the war that started in Russia was influenced by this nation. As the Bible speaks in Revelation chapter 13, that this beast power, this system, is gonna give the power back to Rome, United States of America. So in other words, we see what has transpired from that war that has been incited to Russia, where we have so much unrest in the world right now. We see protests in the Netherlands. They are having food shortage. In Sri Lanka, they only have 2 weeks' supplies of bread in reserve. We see what is going on. The president, the people are protesting about the high cost of living in that country. They take over the residential palace last Sunday. And the people said they want him out. And guess what? Rome has the World Economic Forum, led by Klaus Schwab and the others, says that they have a solution for Sri Lanka already. So you have to understand the Hegelian dialect. What they do, they create the scenario, it has the effect, and then they come with a solution. So that's how they do it. And they are fueling all that we see going on. And we know that, I'm not political, but our then president, that he's a Roman Catholic, and he pledges allegiance to the Roman Catholic system, the papacy. And since he has came on, they come up with the climate action and the seven nation, the G nation, you have United States, Germany, you have England, you have Canada, and three more other countries that are involved in this climate action. And we see what is causing the protest in the room. They say that they're trying to change the energy system from diesel oil and regular diesel to renewable energy. Because they say that the planet, and we have to look at the Laudato Si message. You can type in Laudato Si, and you can see what the Pope encyclical entails. Climate action, which leads to thunder worship. So they say that men are destroying the earth, and the earth need a rest. Not the Sabbath, but Sunday. That's what Rome is the agenda, is to uplift thunder worship. And one of the things that this agenda is to destabilize the world economies. And we have seen that. Go to the stores, the shop, we see those who drive, we see the cost of fuel cost has skyrocketed. Because the president, as he came in, America normally get their fuel only reserve they would take from other countries. But now they are depending on other countries. So they have to be shopping where they have fuel inside the country. Texas have their plants. They have shut down those plants. So the best way to implement a system, they have to crash the economy to come up with a solution, which is funding. And it's not about the good of the people. It's good of Rome. It's good of Rome, because Rome, ultimate goal is to get back their ascendancy. And they are using the most powerful powerful and most influential nation on planet Earth, which is the United States of America. There shouldn't be starvation in this world. There shouldn't be suffering in this world. But we see the amount of money that has been spent on nuclear technology. Not for the benefit of humanity, but for the destruction of humanity. So why for us to say this thing, as Sister Stephanie was rightly said, I was visiting her, she was speaking about growing your own food. This is not no myth. This is not no myth. This is real stuff. Every nation usually grows their own food. That was, if you check history, every nation usually grow their own food. Everybody was depending on their own source of food. That's why you have culture. When you go to different countries, you see they have a set of food that is in their country that they grow. That was the scenario. And as a kid, while growing up, even though my mom would go shopping, we would plant certain things like our pigeon peas. We'd plant some red beans and some stuff, some other stuff, some corn and all these stuff. And we would reap those stuff. So that was engineering humanity by God from the inception of man in the garden, how to able to grow their own food. And that was the intention for all humanity. That was why God brought up Israel as a nation to reflect that same thing. But we see what happened. And that transcends to Seventh-day Adventists. And many Seventh-day Adventists could tell you that they didn't know about these things, because these things was not mentioned. Why? Because it's the ultimate goal of this system to choke the things that God has given to us as a people, so that we can be able to be sustainable upon the things that God has gave us in nature to survive on. So it's very important that what the time that we have, and David Gates came up with a video this week. He was speaking about all that is taking place, and many people have him as a conspiracy theory, even among Seventh-day Adventist circle. That he is a time setting, because he predicted a lot of these things that was going on, and said that we do not have a lot of time here on Earth. And we see for the past 2 years, he said that statement in 2018, and many people come down on him. And look what happened 2 years later. The whole world was in a pandemic, and he have shut down of nations. And in one of his statements that he said on July 15th, which is tomorrow, should begin the second pandemic, where they are trying to start a lockdown. And what they want to start that lockdown is in England first, and then it should spread to other nations. Because they are trying to mutate other variants of the COVID, and it will spread. And then they're going to say, yes, we need to have back our same system that we had before, so that we can stop the curve. And we see what COVID did. It didn't stop the curve. All these lockdowns, a lot of people died, because a lot of people went to the hospital, and once they put them on the ventilator, they weren't able to get the pure air, as the eight laws that God provided, as the eight doctors, and many people died. So we see that now is that the time that we are living in, all we have to prepare mentally, physically, spiritually. We have to, and even emotionally too, because all that has been going on right now, it it's an interest. Sister White said, even thinking men are looking at the events that are taking place. But guess what? These things are not being agitated to the people to let them know that we don't have much time to do what we are doing. Same thing that what Christ said to Judas Iscariot. Do what thou doest. Do it quickly. Because guess what? We have to make a decisive decision on our salvation. So this is good word to us. Things are happening rapidly. There are a lot of things behind the scene right now going on that I can't mention right now. So thank you, Sister Little and Sister Stephanie and everyone on the platform for allowing me to share this.
Brother O'Neill, can you close out in prayer?
Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. Let us pray. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, we pause to acknowledge you as our God of this entire universe. In spite of what is going on in this world, this is still my Father's world. Father's ask you, Lord, your words tell us so plainly, because in it quickly abound, the love of many wax cold, and we've seen what is going on. So Father, as a people, Lord, we have sinned, O God. We have not followed your word as we ought. And Father, we repent, Lord, and confess our sins. Please, O Lord, grant us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord, and help us to apply them daily to our life, so that we can prepare for your imminent. Lord, your words that tell us, Lord, you want your character to be perfect within us, then you shall come and take us as your own. Because we are not there yet, Lord, and because prophecy has not fully fulfilled yet, but we see what is up transpiring daily, that things are hastening on. And as a people, let us watch and be ready. Lord, we see the system of the beast, the image of the beast being set up fast, Lord. We see the digital system that they are setting up, Lord, to control everything on their level. And Father, we see that not too long from now, the buy and sell system, where they will set up that no man may buy or sell JV that have the mark. Help us, O Lord, to start put our hands into the soil, O God. Start tilling the soil and plant some things, Lord, that can help us not to depend on human system, but on the planogram that you have set up from day one for humanity. Father, be each and every one on the platform, Lord. Those who are sick among us, Lord, I pray that you grant. Pray for these people, Lord, who are seeking help, who are suffering, Lord. You tell us, Testimony Volume 9, that the world is like a laser world of diseases and sickness. And you have said to us that each and every one of us should take hold on the medical missionary work. Soon the pulpit will not be the key. Soon we have to be going door to door and reaching out to those who are afflicted and help them in restoring their health. And then we point them to the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of them. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that they have given unto us in a time like this. We know, Lord, the angel will soon say, time no longer, Lord. Help us, O Lord, to know that we are living in the time of healing, O God. Please, O Lord, write our name in the book of life, Lord. And help us, O Lord, team on that path that you have called us, and to grow from strength to strength. Because as Solomon says, Proverbs chapter 4, that our light should be shining brighter and brighter. Have your own way with us, Lord. Cover us under your blood, Lord. Let us have a good night, Lord. that your angels keep the watch, in spite of what the Prince of Darkness is doing and is consolidating it and combining his forces, Lord, for the last conflict, Lord. Continue, Lord, keep them in check, Lord, until you have sealed the servant of God with your forehead. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
Thank you. Go ahead,
thank
please,
you.
Stephanie. You
Go
can
ahead,
close
please,
out.
Stephanie. You can close out.
Amen. Thank you so
Amen.
Much for joining us.
Thank you
us.
So much for joining us.
For the, you know,
the
Thursday. Thank you, Brother Brother O'Neill, for bringing that potent thing. Let's be vigilant. Let's keep our eyes up on Jesus Christ and try to, you know, do something in your closet. So we touch and agree with the prayer that your manservant has presented. And we ask that as we leave here, Heavenly Father, you will allow your angels to encamp around us. Lord, wake us up if it is your will tomorrow so that we can do your bidding. We pray all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. And I just want to play this song, By God's Grace. I want to play, I had a certain song I wanted to play. You know, you have to. Okay, I'll just do this one. So many songs, I'm gonna play this one.
It's low, Sister Leola.
It's real low? Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on, I can turn off.
You can hear it.
Okay. Neat. Hello?
Is it Leona? Yeah, I just wanted
yes,
to share. I just wanted to share before we leave to remind the individuals, the beloved, tomorrow night, Friday, Sabbath, with Sister Carla, and then Sunday with Sister Leona as well.
Okay. Okay. Okay, you want to go ahead and say it again, Sister Stephanie?
That,
thank you so much for joining us. We hope to see you back tomorrow. You have the Sabbath Vesper with Sister Carla and our special guest, and Sister Leola Advent Life Ministry does Sunday night as well. All right, so we hope you'll be able to join them on those ventures. All right, God blessing, peace, and love to you all, beloved.
Hey, good night. Thank you, Sister. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for giving that. And God bless everyone. Bye-bye.